American fighter jets and drones have carried out airstrikes against Islamist targets near the Mosul Dam in northern Iraq. Kurdish forces say they will work with the Iraqi army to retake the dam from the Islamic State militant group, also known as ISIS. A deliberate breach of the dam could pose a serious threat to the city of Mosul. The initial U.S. airstrikes were intended to protect U.S. citizens and religious minorities, such as the Yazidis, who fled their villages in the face of mass killings. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from northern Iraq.
The latest atrocity to emerge from the violent advance of the so-called Islamic State occurred in the Yazidi village of Kojo, south of Sinjar. The fighters, who claim to want an Islamic caliphate in parts of Syria and Iraq, gave villagers a deadline to convert and become Muslims. It passed and was extended once. Meanwhile, villagers and others desperately called for help from the UN, the Americans, the Kurdish government, and others. But on Friday, says Naif Jaso Kasim, brother of Kojo's mayor, the slaughter began.
They kept the women and children in the school, and they put the men into a vehicle, drove them off to a field and shot them. The men didn't all fit, and they had to kill them in groups.
Kasim lost several family members and has a list of all the men in the village that day. It totals 420, so he believes the death toll is much higher than the 80 that has been reported thus far.
No one tried to save my village's people. I asked the government in Baghdad. I asked the Kurds in Erbil. I asked the Syrian Kurdish fighters, please, just save my village. And now there is no one left in my village, and the ISIS fighters are looting our homes.
At Feshkabur, near the Syrian border, camps for the displaced are being filled as fast as they can be built. Children play between the rows of tents in the desert or fill jugs of water for the family at the communal spigots. Huddled in the shade of one tent is a Yazidi family that fled a village near Sanune when Peshmerga and Syrian Kurdish fighters opened a safe passage. Several of them try to answer at once when asked if they'll ever go back. No, they say, Iraq can never be safe now. Everyone knows what happened at Kojo. They hope Kurdistan will be safe, but the Yazidis must go. A young man approaches when he hears a reporter speaking English. Ziad Khalaf from Sipa village, renamed Jazeera by Saddam Hussein, was a translator for the U.S. military for 6 years. He points to a mother cradling a baby who he says was born on Mount Sinjar, where Yazidis traditionally flee religious persecution. He says the family named him Invasion. Khalaf is proud of his English and his time with the Americans, and he appreciates the U.S. airdrops of food and water on Mount Sinjar. He still believes that the Americans are coming, though he contradicts President Obama's statement that we broke the siege at Mount Sinjar.
Americans, we don't know. We are just waiting for their response, and we hope they're going to come and save us. And we believe in Obama, the President of the United States, to help us. It is not, till now, the siege has not been broken.
The Yazidis in the camps are the fortunate ones. Up the road, families are spread out along the highway under makeshift lean-tos, shuddering as passing trucks kick up dust from the road. Beneath one covering, Hodeda Kasim, an elderly man with a silver mustache, says after all the years of Yazidi persecution, this time he doesn't see how they can live side by side with their Arab neighbors anymore.
There's no more life between us. If we go back, either they will kill us or we will kill them. There's no living together. Help us to have our place, give us the way to start, and we will go back and defend our land.
In fact, he says, young Yazidi men are now training with Syrian Kurdish fighters, learning how to fight back amid the growing feeling that despite the international declarations, no one is coming to help them. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Northern Iraq.